With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Attorney General William Barr announced a nationwide plan to address the crisis of missing and slain Native American women today as concerns mount over the level of violence they face. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative was announced during a visit with tribal leaders and law enforcement officials on the Flathead Reservation. The Justice Department's new initiative would invest $1.5 million to hire specialized coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices across the U.S. with significant Indian Country caseloads. The coordinators would be responsible for developing better law enforcement response protocols for cases of missing Indigenous people. Native American women experience some of the nation's highest rates of murder, sexual violence, and domestic abuse. Montana Public Radio Aaron Bolton will have more on this initiative later this evening. A jury found Helena Mayer and Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Wilmot Collins not guilty of leaving the scene of a car accident earlier this year. The jury delivered its verdict yesterday. The Independent Record reports Collins acknowledged crashing into the vehicle on May 20th, but pleaded not guilty to leaving the scene. Prosecutors say Collins rear-ended 35-year-old Kimberly Doherty while both were attempting to make a right turn. Doherty had to chase after Collins, who continued driving. Collins says his foot slipped and Doherty gave no indication a collision occurred. He told her he would pay her for any repairs. Collins was fined $50. A land conservation group says it's helped ensure 7,300 acres of land in western Montana's Blackfoot River corridor remains in public hands. The Nature Conservancy says the acquisition just east of Missoula in the Belmont Creek area is due in large part to funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. LWCF uses royalties from offshore oil and gas development to fund outdoor projects. In a $5.6 million deal announced this week, the Conservancy sold the land formerly owned by Plum Creek Timber Company to the Bureau of Land Management. The group says the sale has stitched together that was once a patchwork of public and private land. As more funding becomes available, the Conservancy's Western Montana Land Protection Director says the group would like to sell more land to the BLM. Chris Bryant says that's one reason why LWCF's full funding is crucial.
Yeah, there's an opportunity to permanently protect a significant amount of land up the Blackfoot, former industrial timberland, and land and water conservation would be a key part of that. It's not the only funding mechanism, but it's by far the most important one.
The land is already open to the public, but Brian says as long as it was privately owned, there was no guarantee it would remain that way. Montana officials say public schools received nearly $46 million through state management of trust lands, minerals, and timber for the financial year that ended June 30th. The Great Falls Tribune reports that amounts to over $300 for each child enrolled in Montana public schools and more than 5% of the Office of Public Instruction's budget. Trustland revenue also helps the Montana University System, the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind, the Montana Veterans Home, and public buildings. The revenue is raised through agricultural leases and grazing, oil, gas, coal, and mineral royalties, logging, and land sales. For more stories like these, head to mtpr.org. Sophia Stewart Rossi, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Montana wildlife officials recently captured a grizzly bear near Columbia Falls and moved it to a remote location in the North Fork of the Flathead River drainage. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says a 240-pound subadult male was eating from fruit trees and garbage on private property north of U.S. Highway 2. FWP captured the bear November 14th to prevent food conditioning and habituation to people. The animal was also fitted with a GPS collar. Bears are now packing on the calories as they prepare to den for the winter. Wildlife officials remind Montanans to remove or secure food attractants such as garbage and bird feed. Chickens and other livestock should be secured with electric fencing or inside a closed shed with a door. Domestic fruit should be picked up as soon as possible. A record number of bears have been relocated or euthanized this year as they continue to expand their range into human-populated areas. The Montana Department of Livestock on Thursday reported the first case of land-based rabies in Missoula County in 4 years. The department says a skunk from the Y area of Missoula, captured Monday, tested positive for the disease. It's issued a 60-day county-wide quarantine for unvaccinated dogs, cats, and ferrets. There are no known cat, dog, or human exposures at this time. Rabies in western Montana is most commonly found in bats. The past two documented rabies cases for land-based animals were in 2015 and 1996. The Department of Livestock encourages people to report contact between pets and wild animals, specifically bats and skunks. Legislation naming a Missoula post office for Montana native Jeanette Rankin is headed to President Donald Trump's desk to await his signature. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan bill designating the Missoula post office at 1100 West Kent Avenue after Rankin, the first woman elected to Congress. Congressman Greg Gianforte introduced the Rankin bill in the House, where it passed unanimously in the spring. He said on its passage in the Senate, quote, "I look forward to President Trump signing the bill into law to honor Rankin's lasting contributions to our country," unquote. Republican Senator Steve Daines, the Senate sponsor, said, quote, "Jeanette Rankin was a trailblazer for women's rights and a leader for all Montanans," unquote. Democratic Senator John Tester said, quote, "As our bill heads to the president's desk, we should do our best to embody the values she stood for, equality, civil rights, and peace," unquote. Tester was a co-sponsor of the bill. Rankin served two terms in the House from 1917 to 1919 and from 1941 to 1943. Jeanette Rankin grew up on a family ranch just outside of Missoula. A Montana man has been arrested for stealing a city bus with two passengers in Billings and driving it for 5 minutes before the police stopped him. Authorities say 28-year-old Devontae Belton took the City of Billings MET transit bus shortly after noon yesterday. The two female passengers were not injured. Billings police say Belton will likely face multiple charges, including felony theft, unlawful restraint, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio.